Yes, all right. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Ringside Report MMA tonight on the show. Chael Sonnen versus John Jones, Diego Sanchez and Joshua Fabia part ways, and Bobby Lashley versus Francis Ngannou? Yeah? Yo, what's going on? How you like my hat? AJ's got one, too. What's up, AJ?
Snazzy, man. What's up, homie? Looking good.
You too.
Freddie, where's your hat? Freddie, where's your hat?
All right. I'm not part of the crew, I guess.
I thought you were doing Silent Bob for a second.
Fred is right here.
Oh, Freddie.
I have yours right here.
Look
See,
at that.
I got the white version for
nice
Fred.
One.
Freddie requested the white. So we got the white
there,
for Freddie. And we got the grays. Me and AJ got the grays. You can get your hat over at merch.ringsidereport.net right now. My man Doug Hepburn's got a hat coming to him. We just got the hats. We just got some hats shipped in. And one of the hats is for my man Doug, who won a hat on our last UFC watch-along. Because we're giving stuff away now on the Ringside Report Network. We're having a good time. And we are back after a week off, boys. A lot has happened in the past week. Kind of a dead week this week, though. In MMA, like no fights on Saturday night for the UFC, right? Not much going on in the sport over the past few days. Chael Sonnen and John Jones are going back and forth on Twitter, but they're not going to fight. So, you know, that's just kind of fun MMA sideshow going on right now. You got the Joshua Fabia, Diego Sanchez drama, the madman coach that was hanging Diego upside down and kicking and punching him in the head, using him as a human punching bag. They have now parted ways, so they're no longer together. That's also kind of a sideshow. I mean, Diego Sanchez doesn't even fight in the UFC anymore. The big fight news, real fight news of the week, I think, is Max Holloway versus Yair Rodriguez. That fight's going to go down July 17th. In a main event for the UFC. I'm seeing a lot of people saying, oh, the stakes aren't that high for Max Holloway. Like, he doesn't have a lot to gain by winning the fight. It's more of a win for Yair Rodriguez. But I counter that by saying, what do you really do with Max Holloway other than a title fight right now at 145 pounds? I think that fighting Brian Ortega or Alexander Volkanovski are the only wins, the only upside fights for Max Holloway right now at 145. So Yair makes a lot of sense to me. We've got Jairzinho Rozenstruik taking on Augusto Sakai coming up next Saturday night, June the 5th in the UFC. That's the next fight night. And of course, Marvin Vettori will challenge Israel Adesanya on June the 12th for the next pay-per-view. That'll be UFC 263. We'll do a watch along for UFC 263 Adesanya versus Vettori. Spoiler alert for June 12th, Adesanya will have his name and his name said by Bruce Buffer and still UFC middleweight champion. You guys picking Marvin Vettori. AJ, your man, your countryman, your fellow Italian. I know you're very high on Marvin Vettori. are you picking Vettori right now? We're like 3 weeks away from the fight, so I won't hold you to it. We'll wait till you get your official picks, and we do our bet99.com picks and our parlays and all of that stuff on fight week. But 3 weeks out, are you feeling confident in Marvin Vettori becoming a new champion?
Man, I'm telling you, can you hear me, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was going to say, go, Marvin, go, man. You know what? No surprise there. Look how he's performed in the last little while, man. This guy, he surprises me all the time, and he's tough as nails, man. This guy is tough as nails. So you know what? It wouldn't surprise me. So, leading up to this, I'm going Marvin all the way, man. Marvin Gardens.
All right. Freddie?
Can you hear me? I keep hearing a buzz in my...
No, I hear you fine. What just happened?
I don't know what happened. What happened to Freddie?
I don't know. You guys all right?
I'm here.
Freddie, you good? AJ, you good?
Yeah. And I'm going to...
The hacker's back.
I'm going to say, I'm going to pick Israel. Well, but I'll tell you what. If Marvin can make this a grappling fight where he's on top of Israel, he could have a chance, man. I like Marvin. He's a good fighter still. I think Israel is a special athlete, a special talent, so I'm going to pick Israel. But Marvin's a very good fighter, man. He destroyed Kevin Holland in his last fight.
Yeah, I don't think he's big enough to give Israel problems in the grappling department.
Israel's not that big. That's what I noticed with his fight against Dian. I mean, if the guy's – he weighed in under 205, which means he probably walks under 205. Like, so he's not that big for a middleweight.
He's not, but he's big enough to look pretty good against a light heavyweight champion of the world. Like, he didn't win that fight against Jan Blachowicz, but he looked pretty damn good. And I think he looked good enough to me to convince me that there's no middleweight that's going to beat him. I picked him to lose against Jan. I thought he would be a little too small against Jan, who's so... I mean, it's kind of unfair. I mean, yes, Israel did come in underweight for the 205 fight, but Jan is so massive as a light heavyweight. He's a big, thick dude. And... yeah, I just think that Israel looked good in that fight against Jan, looked good enough that I don't completely discount him now as the 185-pound champion. I think he just kind of jumped a little bit too fast. I don't think he took enough time in between fights. And, you know, he's just a little undersized, and he wasn't ready for Polish power. That's really what I think it was, what happened there. He just, you know, undersized for light heavyweight, but as a middleweight, I don't think anybody's stopping him right now. I don't think Marvin Vettori's stopping him, but hey, you never know. We're not always right in our fight picks. Sometimes we get them wrong. But I have been right for every UFC pay-per-view main event over the past, what, 5, 6 months now? I got McGregor wrong in January, and since then I haven't got a pay-per-view wrong.
No, man, you've been on a hot streak. I was telling someone the other day, I'm like, you know what, if you want to make some money – don't listen to, like, George St. Pierre, because George, like, that was the whole big discussion. George is, like, into the game of MMA. He knows it inside out. But when it comes to picking fighters, man, he's off the mark. If you want to make money, listen to Dave Simon. And you know what? I'm going to start listening to Dave Simon and making some money.
Super chat.
Is it George?
It's Angelo.
It's George.
Shout out to
Angelo. Angelo, yeah. But listen, man, and that's the thing. That we had a big debate sometimes is that they look at it from one perspective that obviously we don't see because they're in the game, but we see it from another perspective because we follow all fighters. There are times, sometimes I'm not going to say just George, but a lot of other elite fighters that are in the game of broadcasting, sometimes they don't even know, like, the fighters that are coming up. They mess up with, like, their stats. They mess up, like, they don't even know them. Like,
you
it's
never
incredible.
Mess up your
I'm
stats,
like,
AJ. You would never, ever
no,
do that.
Listen, it's possible I'll mess up
AJ
a stat,
calling out somebody for messing up, like, facts.
Yeah.
Listen, that is hilarious.
But at least I'll know who Cyril Gane is coming up and whatnot.
Hey, you know some fighters. That's very
hot
good.
Hot meat kettle.
But yeah. Well, listen, bud. What I'm trying to say is that we've got a look that's from a different perspective, man.
You were
it's
trying
like Don
to put
Cherry.
Me over.
Don Cherry wasn't the best player in the game, but he's probably one of the best coaches that was in the game. And that's my opinion. Don Cherry, and he should be back on broadcast. I don't give a shit who thinks what I say.
Okay.
I think Don Cherry should be back.
All right.
So we went from
big opinions.
We went from Dave's a good has good good predictions to Don Cherry needs to get back on TV.
Yeah. This is what happens with
picks,
AJ.
Man.
AJ started by putting me over as a guy who makes good predictions for fights, and
over
then it
George.
Turned into George St. Pierre is not that good at it, not as good as Dave, and then it turned into, you know, there's a lot of broadcasters out there that don't have their facts straight, even though AJ's constantly messing up facts, and then it ended with Don Cherry, former disgraced hockey announcer,
should still be a hockey announcer
or whatever he is.
Yeah.
It's just so strange. Such a strange train of thought.
AJ's
and this
world.
Is what happens when we let AJ talk for a long period of time. Things just kind of spiral
man, listen,
out of
I'm
control.
I'm giving you some credit.
You listen,
AJ.
You listen. You listen.
I'm giving you some credit. I'm taking it back. Don't listen to
you
David.
Tried to
listen
give me credit.
Face.
You tried to give me credit, but it turned like crazy. And you're still picking against me with Marvin Vettori, even though you're saying Dave's getting it right. Dave is the one.
Well,
I'm taking Adesanya.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, Vettori still. So you don't even learn from your mistakes, AJ.
Well, listen, no. Listen, that's the only one. I agree with Freddie on that one because Vettori is like a fighter in your face kind of guy, and he's got a lot more power. And I think if he takes him up against and I think he's able to the ground, I think he's going to have a hard, it's going to be a hard fight. That's the thing with Vettori, man. He's a pit bull. man. He's
Have
a
they
pit
fought
bull.
Before, AJ?
Vittori and Israel?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, there you go. They have. Israel won by split decision. AJ's always ready with the facts.
Oh, yeah. That
always
was the
very
fight.
Knowledgeable
sorry, sorry,
with big fights
fight.
That are coming
that was,
up.
That was the,
AJ
I
just remembered
You're
that
right.
Vittori
that
won
the fight
that fight.
I said he got wrong.
According
yes, exactly.
to him.
There you go. There you go. Here it is.
Right.
Here it is. Perfect.
That was the fight that I said Vittori
AJ
won.
Had 30-27 right. Vittori.
Of course he did. Unbelievable.
I
want to give a shout out.
Fight, but that's
hey,
okay.
Take it easy, AJ. I want to give a shout out to Angelo, first of all, who dropped the super chat. He says, never, AJ, in reference to Don Cherry. Never, ever. By the way, it was Angelo's
Why?
Birthday yesterday, so happy birthday
oh,
to
happy
Angelo.
Birthday, Angelo.
Thank you very much for supporting the channel, Angelo, as you do. Angelo is a member of the channel, as is Douglas Hepburn. Shout out to Doug and Nick. I know that they're watching the hockey game tonight. And you know what, guys? For you, I know a lot of you are big Montreal Canadiens fans, so I actually have the game on my TV in front of me. So this show is something you'll never see from this show. A Montreal Canadiens watch-along, kind of. The Canadiens are up 3-1 in their game against the Maple Leafs halfway through the second period. Toronto leads the series 3-1, so if the Habs lose tonight, they are eliminated from the hockey this year. But if they win, they get to play another game of hockey and possibly two more games of hockey if they win that game, and they could push it to a game 7, which would be pretty cool. Doug Hepburn dropping a super chat saying, everyone wear a poppy. All right, we will in November.
Exactly.
I mean, not now, because it would be weird if
no,
you do it in the
Don
summertime.
Thing,
does he wear them 24-7, 365, Don Cherry, or just November
no,
when it's
that was
kind
the,
of
listen,
October, November
in nutshell,
poppy season? No. I don't want to go into Don Cherry and his like thoughts and
Cherry.
His dislike of anybody that's not a Caucasian Canadian. I don't really need to go into
what?
That.
What are you talking about?
I mean, he
about?
Doesn't seem to like, you know, non-English-speaking
Shitty
Canadian people. He doesn't seem to say many nice things about a lot of foreign-born hockey players,
I don't have
players,
much to say about, like
all right.
Like,
let's not get AJ in
then,
trouble
then,
now and get AJ kicked off the show, because that could get...
Can I just say I don't,
I don't want that
to happen. Okay, let me
I don't care about
putting myself in trouble.
Fred,
I
want to
finish this subject. I'm putting myself in trouble.
Oh.
Go Leafs, okay? Because I want people in Montreal to be fucking mad because we're still, like, in confinement and all that. And I don't want them to get no fucking, like, Canadian pleasure. Like, because if the Canadians go far into the playoffs, they'll be like, oh, yeah, go Canadians, go Canadians. And I don't really don't care, man. Go Leafs. Oh!
Fred, you just killed the gimmick, man. What are you doing, brother? We're trying to, like, be
awesome.
Fan
Antoinette loved
here.
It.
Antoinette loved it. Antoinette out in Toronto loved it because she's a big Toronto Maple Leafs fan. But a lot of the people watching, I'm sure, did not love it. I will say go team. I'm for whatever team is best and whatever team that the people that Super Chat and that our members want me to root for the most. That is who I am cheering for. I am cheering for whatever team you guys want me to cheer for. And I think for the most part, the majority is the Canadians. So I am technically cheering for the Canadians, even though I don't know very much about hockey. I do know that the Canadians are up 3-1 in the game, and that seems to be a good thing. I know about baseball, and I know that the Blue Jays and Yankees are playing right now as well. And Yanks are up 4-3. Aaron Judge hit a homer. Oh, Gary Sanchez homered to put us up. Yeah. Kraken.
Diego.
Gary Sanchez. Much better Sanchez. Oh, Kraken Sanchez. 444-foot blast. Good God almighty.
What?
444
Check.
Feet. Thank you, Angelo.
Check to see his bat. Check to see his bat, man.
How
There's
dare you disrespect Gary Sanchez like that? The Yankees would never cheat. They're the greatest team ever. Yanks up 4-3 on the Jays. They were down 3-1, but Aaron Judge hit a two-run shot to tie him up. And now Gary Sanchez puts him up 4-3. Yankees lead. Yanks lost first game of the doubleheader earlier today 2-0, which pissed me off. But now they're winning. So let's go Yankees. That's what I know about baseball.
All,
I don't know much
Armia,
about hockey.
By the way,
I know
Dave,
about MMA
Armia
more than anything.
Two goals
really.
For the Canadians.
Huh?
But that's okay. You're allowed to, man.
Who?
Armia, he plays for the Canadians.
Tony Armia Jr.?
Oh, boy. So for the Habs fans that are listening, man, let's go, man. I'm going to take my ringside.
Tony Armas Jr.?
What was his name?
Tony Armas Jr.
I have his card here, actually.
Sure you do. Angelo dropping the Go Habs Go Super Chat, and now Patrick C. Hamilton firing back with the Jets will beat whomever wins between the Habs / Leafs. The Winnipeg Jets.
You got a point, man.
There's hockey Tampa battles going on in the chat now. Whoa. Like, whoa.
you remember, listen to this.
He passed away, man. We already gave him a shout out.
Oh, we can't do it. We can't give another one. That's it. I heard DMX has a new album coming out. How is that possible?
BMX? The bike is coming out?
DMX.
Tupac and Biggie have albums after they died?
Yeah. I mean, I agree.
Pre-recorded.
Fred. Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, obviously. Obviously, Fred, it's not recorded now.
Look, with technology, man, I wouldn't be surprised they could make a fake DMX tape.
They did Elvis,
I mean, if they could make a Terminator with Arnold looking so young,
exactly.
They could make a fake DMX tape.
They did a Tupac hologram. All of Tupac's songs sounded like that.
Exactly.
That were released after he died. A lot of them sound like they were released, like, currently. You ever see that Dave Chappelle sketch where he's, like, pretending to be Tupac? And he's like, I wrote this song a long time ago. A very long time ago. And it's, like, very, he's like, George Bush, not him, his father, you know? But, like, it was very good. It's a good sketch. Because a lot of Tupac's lyrics after he died seem like, how is he talking about this stuff? It seemed like he was still alive. But I guess he was just that prolific that he was able to do it. Rest in peace, Tupac.
Having fun with Elvis.
We miss Tupac. You, Tupac. I wanted to quiz
AJ. But Biggie's the
man.
Biggie's the man.
There's something I wanted to quiz you on, AJ. There was some sort of rap thing that came up this week that I wanted to know if you knew.
Was it something on the Thriller show or what?
Nah.
Because that night, I can tell you about that night, how it went. Come on, tell me, Dave.
I completely forget. I mean, I brought that up, and I shouldn't have because I totally forget.
I said that Lightning is going to end up taking it, man. Tampa Bay is going to take it. That's who's winning the Stanley Cup. And I can say that because I got that from my little intern, Noah, who knows everything about hockey. Everything.
Vincent LeCavalier? He met
Scandella's mom yesterday and yapping with her. And unfortunately, he told her that they got swept, which wasn't a good thing to say to the mom of, like, you know, of a hockey player. But hey, shit happens, man.
Doug Hepburn drops a super chat, says Nick says go Lightning, champs. All right, well, go Lightning.
Exactly.
Maybe
that's
I'm rooting
said,
for the
man.
Lightning then. I don't know.
Listen, man, Tampa.
I know that people are hyped about the hockey, and honestly, there's not that much going on in MMA these days, and there's a big game on. And I know a lot of people watching us are interested in that. So we'll keep you updated on what's going on there as
Dave,
well. Why
let me,
not,
let me put in my
Why
two
not?
Cents here.
I want to be in tune with
cents.
What everybody's going talking about.
Listen.
Talking about. Wait, I got a text that reminded me what I wanted to ask you about. Let me ask you something. AJ, you know about the Wu-Tang Clan?
Yeah, Wu-Tang?
You know about Wu-Tang?
Isn't that?
Can you name a member Wu-Tang. Of the Wu-Tang Clan?
Let me just one. Think. Wu and is the side singer was Tang, I think. Or was that Cool Aid and the Gang? What are those two?
Well, then the question I was going to ask you next, probably you won't get.
Tell me, I might get it. Go ahead.
What does CREAM stand for?
Is
CREAM. CREAM. It's a Wu-Tang song. It's a reference. What does CREAM stand for, AJ? Do you know? You don't know,
spell
right?
Spell that again. Spell it.
CREAM.
Wait, I'm going to get it.
You know CREAM? Like coffee and cream? Like, CREAM. CREAM.
Wait, wait, wait.
It's a Wu-Tang song.
Tell me it doesn't have to do anything to do with central, like, situations. Cream.
I mean, would you say that cash cream? Rules everything around you?
Cash? Yeah, I guess it does.
Does cash rule everything around me?
Around you?
Me?
Well, no. Yes and no.
He's not going to get it, Fred.
But you say me.
Wait. Give me another hint. Are you talking about Freddy?
The whole thing.
Weed?
Yeah, weed.
Is it about weed?
Yeah, it's about weed.
Cream is about weed.
Okay.
How does slowly, that make any sense?
Slowly, AJ. Cream. Slowly, AJ. Hmm? Cash rules everything around me.
Is that what it means? What kind of acronym is that? That sucks.
You never heard that song?
But you know
it's like
what?
A classic
never, man.
Song? All right. That's okay.
No, man.
That's okay.
I know LOL, laugh out loud. That's it. Wow. Okay. I would have never guessed that. Never.
That's
I was
okay,
thinking
AJ.
Of something else, Cream. But
so,
hey, that was you know what I was gonna say. That's
what do you think about
year.
Max Holloway versus what? Yair Rodriguez? Does that fight make sense to you?
Yeah, why not, man? We've been seeing that why for not? A while, actually.
All right, cool. I don't know. I saw people online are like, all right, fine, discussion over. I agree with you. But I saw people online be like, oh, why is this fight happening? Max Holloway has nothing to gain from this, da-da-da.
Yeah, but like okay. you said, Ortega and Volkanovski,
yeah.
they're fighting, and also they're doing the Ultimate Fighter, so when are they fighting? You know, that fight might be like, I have no clue. I don't have the information, but I would think it's probably in a couple of months.
Yeah, in the summer.
So... So, yeah, so if you're Max Holloway, man, you want to stay active, why not, man? Yair is right now,
sure,
I see,
man.
He's ranked number 3, so it makes sense.
Listen, I just...
Yeah, I agree 100%. I don't know why people are upset with this matchup, but I saw people saying, oh, you know, it's not great for Holloway, but, I mean, Holloway beat Calvin Kattar. He looked really good, but Ortega and Volkanovski are locked up. Yair's ranked number 3. That seems to be the fight. Yeah, you're in Holloway.
Makes
that's
going
to be a great fight. Makes a lot of sense to me.
And Holloway
right.
doesn't really
like
care
I say, the Ultimate
fights.
Fighter, that delays it is. So, you know, Holloway, right, he has to stay active.
Let me ask you something else. Do you want to see George St. Pierre box Oscar De La Hoya?
You know, why not, man? If he could make some money out of it. And I was reading, basically, it was like 8 2-minute rounds with bigger gloves, and then I saw people making fun, you know, where they have these super huge boxing gloves, like, so maybe you make him fight with that. But yeah, why not, man? I don't want George to get hurt, and I want George to, like, George, I feel, still wants to be active. Like, part of George probably still wants to be an athlete, still wants to compete, and I don't want to see him getting hurt, so those type of fights make sense, I think, for him. Like, I would have probably picked Oscar, to tell you the truth. In a boxing fight, I got to go with the boxer, as I always say. So I would have to pick Oscar, but I would have watched it.
Yeah.
Look,
I
Daniel Cormier said it wouldn't happen. Like, George would lose to Oscar De La Hoya. But let's be honest, man. This
yeah.
is the Oscar De La Hoya that we saw on Thriller that was, like, having a party for one. He was, like, flying high. He was snorting more cocaine than, John Jones in Russia. But I'm going to tell you something. There's no way. The guy's 55 years old. And you know what? It's all these celebrity weird-ass fights that are going to take place. George, you know what? George is in top shape, man. If you've seen George, like, as of yesterday, the guy's doing, like, double backflips in his backyard. He's training like a SOB. And his boxing game is pretty good. And let's not forget, he's 39. Is he 40 yet? Dave.
Yeah, he's 40. He just turned 40 like last week.
And I realize he has the same birthday as my girlfriend. So, my girlfriend.
Oh yeah, well, happy birthday,
George St. Pierre.
Well, wish her happy birthday. Well, we did actually on Facebook. But anyways, what I'm going to say is that Oscar De La Hoya, man, is 55 years old. You know, a much smaller guy than George. Let's be honest. You know, yeah, maybe like he can probably get George in the first couple of rounds, but I don't know if he can go the distance with George, man. Who's in better cardio shape right now?
Maybe
come on, he
George
couldn't even
is,
do.
Yeah,
he
George is probably in better shape,
broadcast.
But we're still talking about Oscar De La Hoya, who was a great boxer, and George, who's not really had professional boxing experience. Either way, the UFC is blocking it. Dana White is not letting George St. Pierre go and do that fight. He's still stuck under UFC contract, which I think is absolutely shameful that the UFC would hold this guy and not allow him to go and fight somewhere else. And I think it's really sad that, you know, George can't go and do what he wants. I would like the UFC to free George St. Pierre. The problem is, if the UFC does let George out of his UFC contract, say, okay, George, you're not under contract to us anymore, you can go do whatever you want. Well, that means he can box Oscar De La Hoya. But it also means that he could go fight, you know, in Bellator or the PFL. The UFC doesn't want that. So I understand the UFC holding on to George's contract, but couldn't they work out some sort of deal where it's like, we can loan you to this promotion, you could go over there?
Well,
but Dana
doesn't
want to work with Triller. He doesn't want to work with De La Hoya. Dana doesn't want to work with those people. If this was Floyd Mayweather and Mayweather Promotions, I think maybe George would be able to get a deal done through the UFC, maybe if the UFC wanted to make that deal for George. But because it's with De La Hoya, who Dana has bad blood with, because it's with Triller and the Paul brothers are, you know, they're instigating stuff with the UFC, that's why this isn't happening. It's a personal beef between Dana White, the UFC, and Triller and Oscar De La Hoya, you know? And that is sad that George St. Pierre, one of the greatest, if not the greatest martial artist of all time, is not allowed to go out and practice his art. He's not allowed to go out there and test himself at 40 years of age in a fun boxing match where he says most of the purse would go to charity. I think most of George's purse would go to charity. I don't know what Oscar's purse money would be for, but as Dana White has said before, cocaine is expensive. Right?
Rush,
he asked.
Rush.
Right? Yeah, I mean, Dana was asked about De La Hoya like a few months ago, and De La Hoya coming back and saying he wants to fight this guy and that guy. And he's like, what do you want me to say about Oscar? He must need the money. Cocaine's expensive. And this is the attitude that Dana White has towards Oscar De La Hoya. Dismissive, disgusted, no respect whatsoever from Dana White to Oscar De La Hoya. So I'm not surprised at all that he's not trying to negotiate a deal for George St. Pierre to go and box him. And they're also not going to release him from his contract because then he could go fight for their competitor and make Bellator or whoever tons of money, or do his own independent fight against whoever and make tons of money doing that. Like, the UFC, I understand why they're keeping George hostage, but at the same time, I don't like to see one of the greatest fighters of all time kept hostage under these contracts. You know, it sucks. It sucks.
Look, listen, there's a couple of things, and you're absolutely right. If they release George, he can go anywhere. But where he can go is to guys like Mayweather that was willing to put up $50 million for George to fight Khabib when the UFC wasn't going to do that fight. So that's the thing that George might – listen, think about it. Mayweather has the money. You know, and that's something that could possibly happen. I could see George stepping forward for $50 million. I could see Khabib coming forward for $50 million. It doesn't tarnish anything in the UFC. It would be just a promotional fight. But maybe Dana White has something else in his back pocket. The thing with Dana is that he's not going to release him because he needs him just in case the Khabib fight happens with George in the UFC. It could happen.
I don't think they're working towards it.
Listen.
It's more to block George from going somewhere else. It's more to block him.
Who does he care about?
I was reading this week some quotes from. I was reading some quotes from Ali Abdelaziz this week, and he gave me the impression that George still maybe wants to fight sometimes. Like he was talking about the whole like Khabib thing and all that, and he gave the impression that George was the one requesting that fight. So I still think George is gonna stay retired. I don't think that's happening, and I agree with Dave that the reason UFC is not letting him fight Oscar is probably because Dana doesn't like Oscar.
Yeah,
and
but
the UFC don't want
to
let George fight MMA for another promotion. So, like, if George were to fight some type of combat sport, it would have to be under the UFC's approval. So, Oscar De La Hoya, that's not going to happen, unfortunately, for George. It's sad.
But look,
and I just want to say one last thing. AJ, do another fake cocaine line, because those eyes of yours were great, man. Those were great cocaine eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, George wants to fight me? George wants to fight me? I'll fight him. Get the Thrill Productions ready. I put out the $50 million with Mayweather. We're going to fight me and George, 55 years old. Get the fuck out of here, Oscar De La Hoya. You're going nowhere, man. And I'm going to tell you something. No disrespect. When Oscar De La Hoya was in his boxing... You know,
big disrespect
to his boxing career. Listen, but at fucking what he did at Thriller as a broadcaster and coming to want to fight George St. Pierre at 55, you know the guy's desperate for money. Let's be honest. And for George to take a fight with Oscar De La Hoya, man, that doesn't make money. You want to make money, listen to Mayweather, make a deal with Dana, let him put up $50 million and have a fight that's nothing to do with the UFC, where it doesn't matter who wins and who loses. they're going to walk away with something that they can actually like agree to, $50 million. Let that happen, man. And George, like I said, man, George, you know, he trains like a beast. There's guys that go to the gym and they train like a beast, sure, but they're not going anywhere. But George trains as if he's fighting an MMA elite fight like tomorrow. Why does the guy train so much? Because George, I still believe at 40 years old, George is going to come out again. I really believe that he's going to come out again. And I was right about that. I was right about the Logan brothers changing the game, changing the face of the combat game. And I'm going to tell you, George is going to come back out.
How are those two things like in the same sentence?
Because they're not at all. And George St. Pierre, you can talk about George coming back, AJ, but here's the fact of the matter. All right. And I'm going to break it down for you the way it really is. George could come back to the UFC and fight Khabib, but that's really all there is to it. And I don't think the UFC is chasing that fight unless they're really, really desperate to get Khabib. And Khabib is not fighting anywhere outside of the UFC. If they're not letting George out of his contract, they're not going to let Khabib out of his contract either. So you can forget Floyd Mayweather putting up $1 billion to get whatever fight he wants with Khabib and whoever the fuck. It's not going to happen. Because Conor was a co-promotion with the UFC. They co-promoted. Were you not watching? You're not paying attention to this stuff? Where are you?
What? Listen, man. Listen, if Mayweather's willing to put up that money, Dave, think about it. Why? Why wouldn't Dana want to go?
Because
that way?
The UFC makes the MMA fights, not Mayweather promotions. You think Dana is going to let Floyd show him up and make a fight that he couldn't make? If it's a big fight to make it MMA, why would Dana let his fighters go and make it for someone else? Qua?
They're retired.
What the hell are you talking about,
retired.
AJ?
They're retired, confused, man.
Yeah, but they're retired and they're fucking stuck to UFC contracts because the UFC doesn't want to let them go. What is AJ not understanding about this?
No, I understand that, Dave, but you know what? It's not going to go anywhere, man. If George doesn't fight Khabib in the next 5 years...
What's not going anywhere?
Well, you know what? I really think George is going to fight Khabib at some point, man. I really believe that. If it's not with the UFC, it's going to be somewhere else. Something's going to happen, dude. I'm telling you. They're going to fight. They're going to fight. It's going to happen.
I mean...
Before Oscar De La Hoya,
they retired George.
That ain't happening.
I saw some pictures of George playing basketball this week, and some people told me it was right next to my house in St. Lambert. So I don't know if that's true, but George keeps shooting hoops.
What?
I might go to the court to see if you're there.
You should. Imagine you beat George at basketball. Imagine
you
beat
George in basketball.
You've never seen me play basketball. Everybody beats.
Come on, Dave. Oh, okay. So in that case. Sorry.
Yeah. But just beating George at anything would be awesome. You know what I mean? Like, George, let's play mini putt. And if you beat George, it's like, I just beat George at something, you know? I'm sure beating him at anything is an accomplishment.
I'll smash him at boccia. I don't know if
you ever
played Italian boccia.
I bet you
he's
better. I don't think he would.
I would smash. I'll even tie one hand behind my back. He's not beating me at boccia. Are you kidding me, George?
Isn't it a one-hand game? It's a small ball.
Well, no, you need two, like, you know, just like one hand for sure, but you need balance with the other. But, I'll tie both my feet for that matter. I'm still going to beat him. This is a straight-up challenge to George. He has a lot of Italian friends. You'll introduce him to boccia. It's kind of like curling.
You guys play this new game, Knockouts?
What the hell is that?
Is it called Knockout? Knockout City.
Isn't that something in New York City that they were doing?
Knockout City.
Never.
It's like a online dodgeball game.
What?
It's pretty fun. I've been playing it. It's pretty good. I've been playing Knockout City. I got it today. I was playing it. It's like a free trial or something. I don't know. You get it for free for a bit. It's fun.
Yeah, send me the link, man.
Knockout City. What do you mean, send you the link? What does that
even
mean,
Fred? I don't know, man.
It's a video game. Fred, you could get it on the PlayStation Network or whatever you have. You have Switch too, right? Oh, Fred, we could make a team and play dodgeball against people. Why are we not doing this right now? Show's over. We're going to go play dodgeball. Fred, you and I,
you know what,
sometimes
Fred?
We should just stream video games. We should play video games together, and then AJ would just be out of the equation because he won't know how to play video games.
What are you talking about, man?
I'm gonna go on AJ's side and say, like, I'm gonna watch Dodgeball the movie if you want, but I won't play
Oh,
Dodgeball.
that's a good movie. That
It's a
was
fun game.
an
That's a
amazing
classic.
movie, man. That was an amazing movie, man. The Average Joe, man. Dave doesn't know that movie, does he?
No. Dodgeball,
Average
the
Joe's,
movie?
man. Everybody knows Average Joe's,
Come on,
man.
Dodgeball there. Vince Vaughn.
I mean, yeah, I've seen that movie.
What was the three steps, Freddy? Duck,
I don't
dive,
know, man.
and duck.
Okay. Chael Sonnen and Jon Jones went back and forth on
What?
Twitter this week. I
Don't
wanted to
disrespect. Oh,
show
wow.
you I wanted to show you the tweets, but my stuff to show you the stuff isn't working right now. We're having
I
technical
found out
problems.
Jon
Man,
Snow's
are you
not married
serious?
no more. I'm
Shut up,
not
AJ.
surprised though, but
What?
He was never married.
Okay.
He's just been engaged. There's a woman that he's with who is has been his fiance for his entire UFC career, which is a little weird.
Isn't
Right?
that pretty much your relationship, Dave? I don't want to call you out, but you've been with the same woman for years and you're not married. Why
Yeah,
you
but
gotta shame Jon Jones,
whoa,
man?
man.
Because I don't call her my
Shots fired.
fiance. I don't call her my
Shots
fiance.
fired.
I didn't propose marriage, and I don't call her my fiance. Isn't
Freddy's
that
on
also
fire, man.
your situation and AJ's
Yeah.
situation, Fred? I don't
But
know
I'm
why
not
you're
calling out
singling me out.
Jon Jones.
No, I'm not calling out Jon Jones either. I'm just saying that it's weird to call a woman your fiance for like 10 years. And it's also weird to call a woman that you've been with for like 15, 20 years your girlfriend. So that's why I call her my baby mother. Which also sounds like I'm not with her, just she had my child. But I am with her, but she's my baby's mother. What the fuck are we talking about? Jon Jones and Chael Sonnen. So Jon
What's up with these
Jones
guys?
tweeted out that he was about to give birth to something big, something out of the ordinary. And Chael kind of made fun of him, like, you're giving birth? What the hell are you talking about? He goes, Jon Jones is giving birth to what? And he tweeted a picture of Jon Jones kind of in labor. And I wish I could show this to you, but my goddamn thing isn't working.
Come on,
So
Dave, show it.
Well, if I could, I would, AJ, but the thing isn't working, you
Fucking AJ.
fucking AJ, man.
Listen,
You are the
I was
worst.
gonna listen.
You were gonna
I'm
interrupt
surprised.
as I was getting to a point? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, are you showing it or not? Because then I'll interrupt. I just saw this come up on my feed, and I forgot that
What?
we didn't put it on our show.
No.
I was gonna talk about
No, that's
what?
not how
Are
this
you?
works. No, we can't be mid-topic, mid-sentence, and you'd be like, "Oh, I just saw this come up, and let's talk
Wait,
about
wait,
this
wait.
now instead, because this is something that AJ wants to talk about."
Well, you're not bringing up the freaking video, man. You know, lag time is like boredom time. I was just gonna mention, like, shout out to Ellis Theodoro, man, who becomes the first athlete
Oh,
that's been
fuck off,
sanctioned
AJ.
to
Fuck you, AJ.
man, you guys
That's
would
it.
love that. It's all
That's
about
it.
weed, man.
That's it. Timeout. I just put this motherfucker on timeout. I cannot handle this guy sometimes. What the fuck? Elias Theodoru is a medical exemption for cannabis. He's gonna fight for some promotion that no one's ever heard of. Great, AJ. Fucking. Oh, we need to talk about this, guys. Let me suck up to
So
Elias
why are Jon
Theodoru.
Jones and Chael fighting, man?
So Chael kind of tweeted, like, you know, Jon Jones is giving birth to what? Making fun of Jon Jones. And then Jon Jones went off with a series of tweets, each one more vicious than the last. Jon Jones goes, I'd love to have dinner. Wait, hold on. It starts with, does your wife think about me as much as you do? Why is my dick constantly in your mouth? Get over me already. What do you do when someone kicks your ass in real life? Cyberbully. Thumbs up. All you had to do was survive the first round and all your dreams would have came true. I get why you hate me, which is hilarious because Jon Jones beat Chael in the first round and then his toe, remember his toe like basically was
Yeah.
coming off? So if that first round had ended, the referee might have stopped that fight because John Jones's toe was, like, falling off, and Chael might have won a TKO on a technicality and actually beat John Jones, been champion, and been the only guy to beat him.
Chael would have sold it, man. He would have made us believe that he caused that broken toe, that he is the reason and he is the true champion.
Yes.
Chael would have sold it.
Yes. Chael was great at selling himself when he was fighting. He was great at figuring out ways to talk his way into title fights. Now, I don't really know why he's talking. John Jones is the one doing most of the talking. He continued going after Chael Sonnen, saying, "I'll tell you to go fuck yourself or to take my dick out of your mouth, and you'll actually go home and celebrate getting my attention that day. Seriously, man, look at the position we are in. Oregon boy probably grew up with all the opportunities in the world, yet somehow you let me kick your ass and have everything you dreamed of. I understand why you hate me. I honestly couldn't imagine hating someone so much, making YouTube videos about another man who already kicked your ass just to make a dollar. You're so beneath me, it's pathetic." And then he deleted all that shit.
For real?
Yeah.
Aw, John.
That's what he does. He tweets all that shit. People screen cap it. I screen grabbed it, you know? And then he deletes all that shit because he's like, "Fuck you, Chael. Fuck you, Chael." It's so good. Oh, man. And then Chael responds, but of course he doesn't delete any of the stuff. He says, "You've got some grammar problems there, former champ. Spend a little less money on tequila and a little more on an editor. I beat you. I tore your toe off. Face it." "You tried to play chess against Dana White when you can't win at checkers against Betty White. You're alone, bitter, and bored. Come grapple on Submission Underground again. I got your 5K. John, I got your Submission Underground contract here. FedExing it to you at the intersection of Irrelevant Avenue and Obscurity Street, Nowheresville, USA. Is it my fault my wife is hotter than the pics you had on the walls of your prison cell? I'd attack your wife, but you ain't got one. I guess multiple rehab stints, arrests, and booking it after crashing into pregnant women don't exactly scream marriage material, does it?"
See, you got your answer, Dave, now.
"The only thing that might contain the comedy fire I'm incinerating you with is the cold, hard reality of your big announcement. So what is it, guy? Did you switch tequila brands, get a prosthetic toe, drive without crashing, stop dismantling your legacy, make a video when you're not crying under arrest or under arrest? Am I getting warm?" Chael's so good. "Or did you acknowledge the fact that you're essentially out of the fight business, set up a GoFundMe for auto collision repairs and sake bombs, install a spell/grammar check app on your phone, ask the commission to acknowledge your loss to me, torn off toe?" Chael went hard. Do we bring AJ back? Is AJ still there even? There he is. AJ, you like those Chael burns? Chael burns on
Chael
John?
Sonnen, how can you fight a guy like this? Like, verbally, like, Chael Sonnen is the best, man. It's really funny. The best is the one, I think you missed it, was the one with the prison, the hot picture. Did you say that one? "Is it my fault my wife is hotter than the pics you had on the walls of your prison cell?" Woo. And you know what? Chael Sonnen did bust his toe. Think about it, man.
Oh. So Chael Sonnen beat John Jones,
saying,
according to you.
Look. I'd like to see them. I would love to see these two guys fight again, man. I would
what?
Love it.
What?
But, you know, it's not going to happen.
What? Why? Have you seen Chael
John
fight
Jones
recently?
Would
destroy
Are
you Chael. Kidding me? I'd love to
I
see
know,
them fight again. You have no credibility,
when's the last
man.
Time
what
we
are you
saw...
talking about? What
but,
are you, like,
but listen,
you just
when's
lost
the last
all
time
credibility.
We seen Jones fight?
That's ridiculous.
When's the last time we saw? Listen, when's the last time we saw Jones fight? He went up to heavyweight, and we're still waiting, bud. So, like, you know what? He's
I
not
mean,
active, dude. Let's be honest.
He's won you all know? The fights that he's had. Chael.
Except Dominic Reyes.
Oh God.
At the same time, John Look, Jones needs to understand that Chael right now, he's an entertainer, man. Chael is about doing like hot opinions like that. So if you're John Jones, man, you can't get mad every time somebody says something you don't like. That's all I'm going to say. But hey, I'm there for it. Like, I love the trash talk. It's funny. And I love how Chael responded to it.
Yeah, I think Chael responded exactly how he should. You know, that's what Chael does. He messes with people. He's a troll. John Jones, like, he went so wild on Chael. Why did he have to go so hard on Chael Sonnen? That's crazy. I don't know why he did that. I don't know why he's going at Chael so rough. But, yeah,
can we
that
say
was
that
going
maybe
on.
He wasn't, like,
AJ.
He might have been a little bit under the influence of something?
Yeah, he's probably
fucked
up.
Man. Like, some... That's the type of thing you do when you're drunk, you know, at 4 a.m. after you're...
This was happening in the afternoon. Right? Remember,
well,
I was texting you.
Drink all the way
Remember
to
I...
the afternoon.
Fred, I was texting you while it was happening. It was in the afternoon a couple days ago, wasn't it? It was while it was happening. Yeah, maybe
yeah,
he drinks in the afternoon.
Dave, like, AJ's going to understand what I say because, like, he did some great cocaine eyes earlier. And I'll tell you what, man, you know, like, cocaine, sometimes you start at 10 p.m., and at fucking 1 p.m. the next day, you're still like you're still there, man. You're not really there, but you're still there. And
yeah,
you
you're not really
slept,
there.
Man.
Still flying
yeah.
high,
man. And you're tweeting Jeez. Stupid things.
Yeah, maybe that's what happened with John
eyes.
Jones. I just can't get over AJ saying, "I'd love to see them fight again."
Well, what, you know what? Listen, man. When their careers, listen, when John Crazy. Jones' career is like kind of over with the UFC, man, you never know what can happen. We see
Angelo
it in
says,
Bellator.
"Angelo says you're nuts, AJ."
I am nuts.
Yeah.
But listen, I might be nuts, but who would want to see that again? Come on. Listen, they want
Everybody.
To fight at SUG, man.
Everybody
that
would.
I want to see
no
that.
One wants to see it. No one.
You want to see a grappling
no.
match between these two guys? Go at it. Come on,
Not
man.
Not really. I know what would
I
happen.
I would.
Okay.
Who you got on that?
I don't care. Obviously, John Jones. Thiago Santos is going to fight Johnny
what?
Walker, your boy Johnny Walker, in September. That'll be fun.
Yeah, he's back. It's about
yep.
time, man.
Mm-hmm. Jairzinho against Augusto Sakai is the UFC's next main event for a fight night June 5th. Like I said, UFC okay. 263, the next pay-per-view will be June the 12th. And Josh Fabia and Diego Sanchez, they have parted ways. Fabia did an interview citing many red flags with Diego Sanchez. I like how Fabia, the kind of weirdo coach that everybody thought was totally nuts and off his rocker, he is the one now pointing the finger at Diego Sanchez, saying, "No, Diego was the crazy one. He was going through a divorce, and I helped him out, and I was helping him, you know, keep his life together, and I just couldn't handle all the madness with Diego Sanchez anymore." Yeah, weird ending to a weird story, kind of sad, you know. What are you going to do? I hope
well,
Diego Sanchez
sad.
Is okay. It's not
Listen,
sad, really. Diego Sanchez just seems sad to me.
Look, Diego Sanchez right now, man, did the best thing he could ever done for his career. Even though he lost it because of Fabia, when you look at it overall, I mean, everybody's coming out to support this guy. I mean, Michael Bisping, man, he went nuts. He called Fabia a little cockroach. Like, he's, like, totally, like, slamming him. And Sanchez has said absolutely nothing against Fabio at this point, but Fabio went crazy. Like I was saying to you earlier today on the podcast with Summer Helen, which was an awesome interview. It was the first interview with Fabio. And Fabio, man, started off and he just, you know, you could tell like there's an anger in this guy's voice. Like he believes his bullshit so much that like, you know, we'll see him on McDojo at some point, like doing some crazy shit to another student. But the difference is this, is that Dana White said that if Sanchez wants to give him a shout, he can call him at any time. So what does that mean? Is Dana going to give him maybe another opportunity to fight in the UFC at some point? I don't know. But, like, you know, the dialogue, you know, might happen at some point, but it can't be with Fabio. Because Fabio, this guy, man, he's so completely whacked. After that interview man, this guy thinks he could beat anybody in the UFC. I think he really believes that he's got an edge over every UFC fighter out there, man. And you know what? This is going to
yeah.
end up bad, man. This is going to end up a really
well, this
bad.
This is how
We're
it should
see
end.
Something on TMZ.
Josh Fabia versus AJ. MMA rules. Do it. That's
Listen,
the only way to settle this thing, AJ.
No,
you have to fight him. to defend the honor of your best friend, Diego Sanchez. All right? Thank you. Thank you, AJ.
Like a freaking...
You will do it. AJ will do it. Like he has agreed to do it.
I'll do it.
There we have it. AJ is going to fight Josh Fabia at some point in the very near future. And finally tonight, I want to know about Bobby Lashley, the WWE champion, who says he wants to fight Francis Ngannou. And I saw that and I said, yeah, I mean, Bobby Lashley is a WWE champion. He's being asked about MMA. He's got an MMA background and he sees Francis Ngannou, new UFC champion who's making a name for himself. Maybe you call him out. Maybe you generate some buzz. But AJ took him seriously.
I did, man. And I'm telling you, not that it's going to happen, but you know what? The call out is there. And when people say, Bobby Lashley is huge, man. The guy stands at like 6'2", 275 pounds. And I didn't even realize, but he was on an 8-fight winning streak before he left MMA. The guy's got 6 knockouts, 6 submissions, 3 decisions, which isn't so bad.
Who did he beat?
This guy's got 6. It doesn't matter who he beat. But the thing is that he's fighting heavyweights.
Yeah,
that
does.
Anybody has a knockout punch, like in the heavyweight division, and he's knocked out 6 guys. He submitted 6 guys. So what I'm saying, like, anything's possible. And you know what? If you're a Bobby Lashley fan, you know what? I like the hype, man. Let him fight. You know what? Brock Lesnar.
According to Bobby Lashley's Wikipedia page, he's 3-0 in the UFC and is the current UFC heavyweight champion.
What?
Somebody gimmicked Bobby Lashley's Wikipedia page and has him winning fights against Junior Dos Santos, Curtis Blaydes, and Stipe Miocic, and is now the current heavyweight champion. But I'm telling you, AJ would have totally fallen for that if I didn't tell him not to right there. Let me tell you something about Bobby Lashley, AJ. He's 44 years old, and I saw most of his MMA fights, and I watched them very closely, and I'm aware of his limitations. His striking is not that great. Francis Ngannou would knock him unconscious very quickly.
I believe that.
Very quickly. He would smash him. Bobby, he's a big guy. He's a tough guy. He's got good wrestling and good power, but he was not a great MMA fighter. He was matched up in fights to win. For the most part, he came into all of his fights a big favorite because he was set up to win. Even sometimes when he was set up to win, he lost. Go back to the Chad Griggs fight, watch that, and tell me you want to see Bobby Lashley against elite heavyweights in the UFC then or today. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Bobby's nowhere near a level of a top UFC heavyweight. He would get absolutely smashed by anybody in the top 10 right now. But, you know, Angelo just dropped a super chat, and he says he'd watch Lashley and Ngannou, and I think a lot of people would. I think a lot of people... Because he's Bobby Lashley, WWE champion, Francis Ngannou, UFC champion. If they could do champion versus champion type of match, like, it might draw people in that are wrestling fans that don't really know Bobby Lashley's limitations in MMA. But as a guy who's followed Bobby's career in pro fighting, he's not ready. He's not elite. You know, he's just not. I'd like for him to be. It'd be cool. He looks the part, but he's just not that. He's not that good.
Listen, man, it's all about like that celebrity fight. We seen Jake Paul versus like Ben Askren, and you know what? Look what it produced. It produced more money than most of the UFC fights on most cards. So the thing, what it comes down to is that look, it doesn't mean that I'd like to see that fight. Who would want to see that WWE heavyweight like game? That won't happen right now. We all know that Ngannou is going to kill him. But, like, it could be interesting if, like, all of a sudden Brock Lesnar comes out and says, yeah, I'll fight this guy for an MMA fight and do it off the UFC circuit, and people would pay for that. That'd be something like a thriller show, and that could be, like, a Mayweather event. I don't care what it is.
Yes.
But people would pay to see that.
Now,
would you like to see Brock Lesnar
Bobby
fight?
Versus Brock?
Yeah.
Yes. That's more Bobby's speed. That's an interesting fight. I'd still take Brock to win that fight. Brock should definitely win. But,
absolutely.
You know. I think
Bobby
more
versus what's that guy's name there, the AEW guy now that does MMA.
Hager.
The
Jake Hager.
Huh? Swagger.
Yeah,
Swagger.
Jake Hager. Yeah.
The Swag, man.
That's an interesting fight. Like, that's a fight I'd like to see. And honestly, I'm not sure who would win that fight. Because if you've seen Jake Hager fight, that's a perfect comparison. Pro wrestler, big guy, good shape, strong guy, good wrestling. But past that, he's not a mixed martial artist. He's got a good wrestling base. He's athletic and he's strong. But he's not a well-rounded heavyweight fighter. And the striking is really lacking for Hager and for Bobby. So I think that fight would make a lot of sense. AEW versus WWE. If Bellator could make that happen, that'd be great for them. But it's just not going to happen. I think the most likely matchup we see among all of those would be Bobby versus Brock in pro wrestling. I think that's probably going to happen in the WWE at some point down the road. But maybe not. But Bobby versus Ngannou, like, that's ridiculous. He would get demolished. And when AJ was like, yeah, why not? I was like, what? What do you mean, man?
I'm saying,
what are you talking about?
Listen, man, it's all about the hype, man.
It's the hype. I get the hype, but as far as the fight, like, that's dumb. It's a dumb fight. And, you know, there are other fights for Francis Ngannou that I'd like to see. If Francis could beat, you know, Stipe again and Derek Lewis and a couple other guys, Ciryl Gane and John Jones, and in two or 3 years we're at a point where he's beat everybody and there's nobody there. Okay, maybe then you say, okay, how about Bobby Lashley? How about Brock Lesnar? How about whatever? But right now there's so many good fights for Ngannou, like, I see no reason to do a freak show fight for him. He's a heavyweight champion of the world. Let's see some legitimate fights. That's what we need. All right? That's how it works. That's how.
Except for Jake Paul. Except for Logan Paul. These guys are making more money than all of them put together. So they're doing something right, Dave.
Yeah.
According to GSP. According to GSP, GSP called these guys geniuses. And that's what people want to see. Sometimes people want to see these freak fights.
Didn't I tell you I didn't want to talk about those guys tonight?
The majority of people.
I said I didn't want to talk about those guys tonight. And he has to fucking slide it in there, doesn't he?
Listen, man, I slid it in there because George St. Pierre gave them kudos, man. You know what I'm going to say? And we're going to be talking a lot about those guys in the next couple of weeks. When is that fight, by the way? The 26th?
Isn't it next week, Floyd?
Yeah.
It's next week, so we're going to do a watch-along for that, no?
Oh.
Come on, Dave. Don't be that guy.
Oh.
You got to do it. You got to do it, Dave. Think of the ratings, man. Freddie, don't back out. You got to do it too, man. Come on.
Ugh, it's a Sunday night. It's a Sunday night. It's next Sunday. It's Sunday, June 6th.
Why?
It's I don't know. What do I know?
Why?
Sunday, June 6th, Floyd versus Logan. 8 p.m.
What's
it's supposed to start at 8. I have no idea. Full card. Let's see. Is there a full card? Oh, is there other fights we have to sit through? I don't want to sit through a whole card. Oh, my God. Jean Pascal is a co-main event against Badu Jack?
Yeah, yeah, Badu Jack.
Oh, that's all right. Badu Jack is good, man. Yeah.
This Chad Johnson versus Brian Maxwell. Is that the football player Ocho Cinco Chad Johnson, or is that some other guy, Chad Johnson?
Maybe. I don't know.
Jarrett Hurd against Luis Arias. Badu Jack against Jean Pascal, and then Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather. Apparently a four-fight card starting at 8 p.m. on Sunday, June 6th.
Floyd said that if he wants it to end in round one, it ends in rounds. Like, Floyd said it ends when he wants it to end, and he's right.
Yeah. AJ, we'll probably do a watch-along for that, but, like, maybe just for Floyd's
Angelo's
fight, because the rest of the,
sorry, Angelo.
The rest of the card, I really don't care. Angelo doesn't want us to do a watch-along for that show. Well, maybe we won't then. Maybe we won't.
Listen, Matt, what are you talking about? Listen, I'd want to see, like, Pascal versus Badu Jack.
I don't. At all. Don't care. Who's Badu Jack? Was he in the Jungle Book? Baloo Jack? Is that his name?
Oh, that's Baloo.
Yeah.
Baloo.
Same guy, right? They got the bear from the Jungle Book. How the fuck did they pull that off? Amazing. I'll watch that. Actually, I won't. That sounds terrible, actually. I'm not really into what do you call it? Boxing. I'm not like so much like, you know, it's all right, but like, I'm not like, I don't love it. You know, I watched the last Canelo Alvarez fight when he knocked out that guy. That was pretty cool. Smash that guy's face in. Billy Joe. I didn't understand. Like, I was watching that fight and the commentary was like, hey, Billy Joe's winning. He's looking good. And I was like, is he? I don't know. I thought Canelo was doing all right. And then Canelo knocked him out. And I was like, oh, yeah, there you go. Seemed about right.
Knocked him out all right. I think he busted his orbital bone.
I think he ended his career, didn't he?
Yeah, pretty much, man. That's the thing with Canelo, man. He's just vicious. Now, that guy is a boxer.
Angelo just wants you to pay the money and watch that goddamn Jake Paul Floyd Mayweather fight on your own in peace and leave the rest of us alone. I think Angelo might be
right.
You
know, Angelo. No, Angelo is right to some extent.
I'm
going to
see what that week is like
for
me. I'm going to see what that week is like. I don't want to do too many shows in 1 week. Like, we'll see. We'll see. All right? I'm not committing to doing a watch along for this fucking Jake Paul, Logan Paul thing.
So then, you know
I
what?
Hate those guys.
You know what we should do?
But I'll do
we
a watch along for the Israel Adesanya and Marvin Vettori.
Listen, if you don't want to do the Jake Paul thing or a Logan Paul, you get me, Glenn, and Johnny to do the live watch along, man.
No.
Come on, Dave. Don't be that, man.
That sounds terrible.
I think it sounds great.
No, nah, because then you guys
fun,
would
man.
Say some shit, it. And you would get the channel barred from YouTube.
We just got YouTube back from more... the Facebook gulag, man. Come on, AJ, don't send us.
Come on, guys.
Gulag. I can't let you and Glenn run a show by yourselves. You guys would definitely end the channel. That's not happening. Are you crazy?
Think of the ratings, Dave. Think of the ratings.
There's no ratings. That's not how YouTube works. It's not ratings. Not a rating
well, I'm
going
to tell you, man, a lot of people are going to watch that just like, listen, man, you know and I know you're going to watch it secretly. You're going to probably go like, I know you're going to watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch the Mayweather-Paul fight, but I'm not going to watch the rest of the card. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to sit here at 8 o'clock watching Baloo and Jean-Pascal box for like an hour. Like, who wants to watch that shit? Boring. Miss me with
I
all
do,
that.
I do, man.
Well, fine. You watch it then. You fucking watch it. We could do a watch-along for the Floyd Mayweather fight because that's all I'm watching. You want to do a watch-along?
Okay, fair enough.
We could watch along the Floyd Mayweather fight and that's it. We'll come on when the Mayweather fight's about to start. God knows those boxers take their time to get into the goddamn ring so we could say, oh, okay, the guy's about to fight now. We're going to go and do the show. We could do that because I'll for sure watch the fucking Paul brother versus Mayweather because I want to see if Mayweather's going to get knocked out or the Paul brother's going to get knocked out. Because honestly, I'd like to see both those gentlemen endure some serious physical pain and humiliation, you know? So I don't really care who wins. It's one of those fights where if they both get knocked out and, like, their brains fall out or whatever, like, I'm cool with that. That's fine with me. I really don't give a shit about either guy. I think they're both pieces of shit. As human beings, I think they both deserve vicious beatings. So fuck both those guys. I'll watch them, and I will root for horrible violence and something horrible to happen to either man. But that's the only fight I'm watching. I'm not watching some unknown boxers that I've never fucking heard of, like Jarrett Hurd and Luis Arias. I don't give a fuck about either of those guys, and I never, ever will.
Damn. Don't hold back, Dave. Don't hold back. But
all right.
Well, I'm glad at least we're going to do one fight.
Angelo's right. The hell with the Paul brothers. Fuck those guys. Oh, is that a goal? Did they score a goal? No, I don't think so. The Canadians up still 3-2 in the game. The Leafs just scored a goal. So it's 3-2 now for the Canadians in the third period. The Leafs are up 3-1 in the series. And if they win this game, they eliminate the Canadians. Canadians almost scored a goal there, but the goalie for the other team stopped it. He stopped it good. How do you like that hockey analysis? They almost scored a goal, but that goalie, he stopped it good. So the Canadians are leading this game that they must win to avoid elimination 3-2. So if you're watching that, I'll let you continue watching that. Wait a second. What is this commercial? Oh, GSP doing a Bet99 commercial. It's weird seeing GSP with hair he was like shirtless in, I think, the TriStar Octagon doing like shadow boxing for the commercial, and he's got hair, and it's like, who is that guy? It's GSP. Go to bet99.com with us and use the promo code ringside, and you will get a matching bonus of up to $600 on your initial deposit using that promo code ringside over at bet99.com with us. I don't have any fight picks for you because there's no fights this weekend. Right? Is that right? Yeah, there's nothing. Jack shit this weekend. So we'll be doing an AEW Double or Nothing post show coming up on Sunday night. AEW's Double or Nothing pay-per-view this weekend. And tomorrow night, we will be on after SmackDown, right? I'll be on after SmackDown with Johnny North and maybe Glenn McKenzie because we're doing the post-SmackDown and also AEW Dynamite. The go-home show before the pay-per-view is on at 10 p.m. Eastern tomorrow night. So we're going to be watching Dynamite with you. We're going to do a Dynamite watch-along. And then we'll do the preview for the Double or Nothing pay-per-view. So it's a big AEW, WWE watch-along preview mishmash show tomorrow night at 10 p.m. It's going to be like a two-hour show. It's going to be crazy. We're going to be watching wrestling and talking about wrestling and previewing wrestling. And it's just going to be so much wrestling, a lot of wrestling for you. I talked wrestling on Monday night, did the Raw recap show. You can watch that right now on the channel. Don't forget to like this video that you're currently watching. Subscribe to the channel. Click the bell to get the notifications every time we're on and become a member as well. Click that join right under the video. Click join to become a member of the YouTube channel. Keep us going. Seeing a couple votes for the watch along. Angelo says, no watch along, Dave. You do what you want. You watch the Floyd Mayweather and Paul fight only, and that's what you do. Angelo wants only that. And Brooklyn Lizard says she wants Glenn and AJ. Brooklyn Lizard, you are not a member of the team like Angelo is. So Angelo's vote counts for way more than your vote counts. I'm sorry, that's just how it works. And Angelo is suggesting that I do less work rather than more work, which I also like. So I am with Angelo tonight on that. And thankfully, I have the last word, so I can really do whatever the fuck I want. And AJ, at the end of the day, can't do much about it. Thank you, Angelo. You are our Super Chat leader of the night. We appreciate you, my friend. Thank you to Patrick C. Hamilton as well, dropping the Super Chat. Douglas Hepburn, my man out in Kingston, Ontario. Hope the Canadians win for you tonight, Doug. And I know that my Yankees were up 5-3. Last time I checked, still up 5-3. In the seventh, or still the sixth inning, I think. Still in the sixth, 5-3, New York Yankees. And that's it. Fred, you want to plug anything? You want to plug your girlfriend's business? Oh, Angela drops a super chat, says, you guys rock. Plug your girlfriend's business. I don't know why she's not an official sponsor of the show. Like, she could just plug her shit for free. And I don't know why we're not doing that already, Fred. Plug it.
Well, I don't really know how to plug it right now, but my girlfriend does like glasses.
Speak it out, Fred.
She does designs that are custom to your needs. So let's say you want to do something for your husband on Father's Day, you know, the father of your child. Mm-hmm. Well, you could buy something from her. She does like teacups with the name of your husband, things like that. So, Jose.
And how can design, we buy it?
I think. Dave, why you put me on the spot, man? I don't even have the info on me right now.
I don't know. Freddy, I just wanted to do something nice, Fred. I'm sorry.
No, but wait. Well, David was a very nice gesture, but the thing with Freddy is he sucks at promotion. So let me help you, Fred. Where can we find this stuff?
That's not helping, Fred. That's just giving him another problem. Yeah, she has a Facebook page. And you could go at Oze Design on Facebook. AUZE. Design on Facebook to get more info. I figure we throw her a plug, man. I'm just trying to, you know, help out the family.
I want to buy something. I want to buy something.
There you go. Go buy some stuff.
Like if I wanted a Jake Paul coffee mug, she can do that as well, right, Freddie?
Yeah, of course. She could do everything.
There you go. Ozay Design on Facebook. Go check her out. All right. Check us out on Facebook as well. We're on Facebook at Ringside Report. We're also on Twitter and Instagram at Ringside Report. I'll be back tomorrow night, 10 p.m. with Big Johnny for some wrestling talk.